Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy. Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Fantastic. How are you?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Sure. So my name is Brian Letzer, and I'm co-founder and COO of How to Fund. We're a SaaS company that builds custom fundraising software specifically for schools, nonprofits, and other organizations.
That's right up our alley.
All right. Yeah.
We work with a couple of non-for-profits.
I was going to say, I specifically reached out to you guys.
Yeah.
Because it's a great idea, and we can put you to use.
So, absolutely.
So, hooray.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So explain how these custom fundraisers work. What kind of fundraisers can we do?
Yeah, absolutely. So really the biggest thing is what we saw, my business partner Mike and I saw, was whether it be a school or a nonprofit organization, that fundraising is outdated, especially in the digital presence of... You want to be transparent with your community, but there's not a lot of tools out there that can efficiently, showcase your organization the way you want. So what we started gathering was a lot of these schools and nonprofits, the main feedback we got was it's fragmented. They don't have any necessary tools to achieve their fundraising efforts. And...
Because you have to do some of it on Facebook, and you're taking donations maybe through PayPal, and you're all over the place, and there's no way to correlate data or any of that stuff.
Yes. So what we built was first-hand
experience.
Yeah. So
all in one place.
Mm-hmm. Software. What we do is we build our custom software right into the organization's site. So there's some players out there that do it, like a Classy, and most people are used to like a GoFundMe type crowdfunding model. We kind of combined all of that of saying, we're going to build this in your site, and it allows you to host, post, create any amount of fundraising projects you want, give a backstory around it. All the social media channels are built right in, automated emails with it. So now, as an organization, you can be transparent with your donor base. All while the donors feel comfortable knowing, hey, I gave, rather than giving $100, hoping to think it went to something you wish it wanted, you wanted to support.
Sure.
Now you have the option of saying, oh, these are these projects these organizations are specifically fundraising for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with an organization, and we're building a robotics and manufacturing center in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And so... we could put together projects for the robotics field and the machine shop and stuff like that. And somebody could donate $100 towards a CNC machine.
Absolutely.
And very specifically know what their donation is going towards, as opposed to GoFundMe where who knows.
And one of the big benefits, too, is the organization doesn't lose ownership behind the actual fundraising efforts.
Right.
Because it's very...
And putting somebody else's brand ahead of yours.
Absolutely.
Which is what happens with GoFundMe.
Yep.
One of the reasons that it drives me crazy.
Yes. It's very... And who knows where your project could be. Could end up to someone trying to pay off a parking ticket, for example. So it gives the ownership behind it of these are the projects. And what we've noticed is through our clients now is... the ability to streamline it, and it builds more of a community awareness of what's going on within the organization.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I am seeing so many places and introductions that we're going to start making.
Yeah, I mean,
for
not
you.
Just the nonprofit that we work for, but also there's a whole bunch of robotics teams that are
all
technically
all over the world
that need funding.
It's very nice too. One of the partnerships we have is with Donor Search, and they're U.S. based, right? They're one of the nation's largest donor database systems.
Yes, they are.
What we're building is every crowdfunding model, you're gonna see the amount of backers, right? Let's say you have 10 backers around a project.
Yeah.
what we can do is through this partnership is now you're going to know those 10 backers, but maybe you want to know a little more about them. Maybe you do want to know if they've given a robotics or art programs in the past.
Yes.
So now you're going to be able to be aware of who's donating these projects. And now as an organization, rather than turning your wheels, you know, putting out snail mail, things like that,
yeah,
now you have all the information and you actually have a target list of potential donors.
Wow.
So it can curate kind of like a range of where you should be.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's exciting.
Okay. So you said that you saw the problem.
Mm-hmm.
How did you go looking for that problem? Like, how did you encounter that particular problem?
Yeah. I think it's interesting. You know, if you look for a problem, I think you would make a problem. So the problem kind of found us. In a sense that my business partner is also one of my best friends. We were in Chicago at the time picking up a friend who is a teacher, and there was a burnt down, boarded up building in front of this school. And Mike had just said, like, hey, I've, what's going on with that? Like, can I just give? The idea came of, if I wanted to just give to the school specifically to fix that,
uh-huh,
what's the outlet? What's the channel I would take?
How do I
even donate to a school knowing that it goes to something specific? So it kind of, the problem found us of just seeing that there is a transparency issue among donors, and people don't feel comfortable as much donating anymore, and they want to know where those funds are going and being applied to.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's, wow. Yeah, and like we said, we have firsthand experience with this. It can be hard to get donations.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going through right now.
Yeah,
with
for all of those reasons.
Yeah.
People are like, well, this is a big facility.
Yeah.
We don't know what you're working on right now.
Exactly.
And this gives all of that transparency on exactly what your donation is going to. Mm-hmm. So from your side, what is the revenue model on this? How do you keep your lights on?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our base model of fundraising. It's free for schools and nonprofits to use. There's a 5% transaction fee that is covered by the donor, which is very transparent on how we set it up. We do a premium feature where it's $40 a month, or you pay annually. Allows is it gives you the full capabilities to essentially use the donor search features and work right in knowing that this is your donor base. So it kind of opens up a couple more premium features, and we also provide a fundraising curriculum.
Sure.
That just what we've done through research of helping, this is how you can maximize your fundraising efforts.
Okay.
So, it's very straightforward. We just want to rapidly grow, and the base model's free. Like that's what majority of our clients use, just because it's the value provided is what's needed.
And where are you based in right now?
We're based out of Chicago and San Francisco as well.
Oh, okay.
And is that where you're currently live, or?
Yes, we kind of have clients. We have a couple clients down in Texas now. So it's what's nice is we're in multiple states in a sense that this can be applicable to anyone, anyone, any nonprofit or school or
can anyone join?
Yeah, absolutely.
Currently?
Yep. Well, I should state anyone.
I was going to ask about the status. You're an alpha.
Yeah. So the nonprofits, school organizations, we try to verify the EIN of the organization to ensure that there's a tax deductibility with the donors. So.
Yeah.
Individuals, we don't necessarily dabble in individual fundraising.
Yeah.
Just because there could be issues with that. And
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So sticking to kind of the nonprofits and school organizations. And
But a non-for-profit or school anywhere in the United States can join, or what about Canada?
Not at the moment.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'd like to. So learn more about that.
So if our organization wants to join, we come to the website, we sign up, we put in our information, you then go out and verify the EIN to make sure it's still a valid nonprofit and all of that, and then we get access to that, to the system. how do we make it part of our system instead of yours? How do we make it part of
right.
our...
Yeah, so how it would work, you'd go to our site. It's just how2fun, like numerical two, 2fun.com. Submit information. We verify the organization. And then from there, when we actually have the software ready to be delivered, we simply send you a subdomain that you would put on your site wherever. We recommend replacing the donate button that most people have.
Yeah.
We do provide assistance. Some people, you know, don't necessarily have a developer to put in that link, and we provide that service as well.
Okay, so I could...
It's a plug-and-play type scenario.
So I go in, I can... Is the subdomain my subdomain or your subdomain?
It's going to be... So let's say it's plugits. Let's just use that for an example. Yeah. It would be... plugits.howtofund.com.
Okay, perfect.
And the benefit of that is we actually host all of the server space on our end.
Okay.
And what that allows us to do is if we want to push new features, anything like that,
sure.
Now we don't have to rely or disrupt, you know, daily operations of a business where we can just go in, update it, and your software is good to go.
And that's exciting, yeah.
And if... For say I wanted to put a funding.oursite.com and point it to you, is that a feature that I could do, or maybe something that could be possible in the future?
Point
to your subdomain, so that it showed up entirely under our domain,
but with
your content.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. Good. First. Thinking through all the questions that Steve is going to ask for when we get back and pitch this.
Yeah, no, and
to our board of directors.
That it's funny. We always talk with someone who highly wants to utilize the software, mm-hmm. and then we're very aware that it has to go to a board, and so we're always happy to have conversations with anyone out there too.
The good news is one of our members is right there.
Yeah, very nice.
She's one of the board members, so that works out well. And her eyes lit up when you started talking. So, obviously, great idea. We're all very excited about it. If other people want to get more information or sign up, how can they do that?
Sure. More information, visit howtofun.com. It's how and then the numerical two, fun.com. From there, you'll also get my personal contact information as well as my business partners. And you can follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter as well at How to Fund.
Perfect. So.
Exciting.
Well, thank you so much
for coming and talking to us. Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
Yep. Absolutely. So. And we will definitely be in contact after the event.
Sure. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks.